Is there a working title for this album yet that you could unleash?
Not right now. We're floating a couple things around, but nothing solid as of yet. So.
Yeah, right on. Looking forward to hearing that, man. I'm sure it's going to be a killer tribute to not only where you're at in life and as a musician, but it's going to be a great testament, man. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you, bro. It means a lot, man.
Let's get back to the 25th anniversary, man. You're going to be on tour. You're coming to Los Angeles. This is going to be amazing. The last time you were here, that show was incredible. But this being the 25th anniversary tour, man, I mean, how do you feel about coming back to L.A.? And then after that, you're shooting off to Australia, bro.
Yeah, we're excited to be our second time in Australia. And you know, L.A. is always really good for us. And we got a lot of good friends out there, and it should be fun, man. Get out. The more we get, actually, we've probably done about 15 shows now.
Wow!
And the more we play, just the better and tighter it gets. And you know, our new drummer Aaron Hill, he's a weirdo, man. So I mean, he fits the band perfect. He's really focused. He's a big, you know, he's from New Orleans. Big fan of Joey's playing, and you know, like in his own words, he goes, "Man, this is a total challenge for me." You know, just a really cool and respectful dude, man.
Yeah,
and which has made it a lot easier for us to continue on. Because Joey had this weird kind of groove, man. You know, and just. To find somebody to come in and really want to work hard to adapt to it was a winner, you know? And, you know, to be able to come back out to the West Coast and show everybody that we still quit stomping Skinner ripping off Black Sabbath blues. All good, dude.
You know, I think it's important to mention, man, that when you're up on stage and you're playing, man, that energy right there, you know that your brother's right there watching you, right? You do know that. Because especially, let me go even deeper with you, man, as a human being, fuck the whole PR shit. Now that you've had your child, you see the true energy of life, bro. You know, like, we never leave, dude. We just go to and transcend to another level. But you know he's watching you guys play, and you know he's happy as fuck, too.
Oh, yeah. You can feel it, man. We can feel it, you know?
Yeah, and, man.
You know, people rarely talk about stuff like that, you know? But, I guess maybe because it's hard to explain, you know?
you know how it is, man. You know, like, listen, man, some people don't want to get off their ego thing or whatever. You know what I mean? You guys have always been real dudes, and that's why you've lasted the test. That's why you survived the test of time, and you created this genre, man, because you guys were real guys. And this is just another chapter and another example to everyone else to follow the I hate God philosophy, man, just being real. If you know everything tragic, there's always a positive in the end. You know what I mean? And the positive is Joey's never going to be gone, bro. His legacy lives forever, dude, and he's inspiring people now, you know?
No, I couldn't agree with you more, brother.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't agree with you more, man.
So listen, let's recap. You're coming to Los Angeles. This is going to be amazing. I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets for this show. So two lucky people are going to be experiencing I Hate God 25th anniversary back to Los Angeles. And then you're playing with some amazing bands, my friend. Cattle Decapitation, Nausea, which is grindcore legends here in Los Angeles, Obliterations, and Strong Intentions. That's a great bill. This is good.
Yeah, man, it should be awesome. Like I said, LA's always awesome, man. And, it should be cool, man. You know?
Yeah, man, it's going to be a great show.
In a week and a half or something, you know?
Time's flying, dude. Now, let me ask you this. When the record is released, are you kind of nervous about it? Like, because, I mean, one of the things that we talk...
Not at all.
Not at all, right? Like, you're riding that confident wave, right?
Dude, I'm ready for it. Because, like I said, it's like Joey was... You know, me and Joey... With not all the writing, but, you know, do a lot of writing together, and it's kind of his groove, dude. He really shines on this record, and you know, you talk about your boy still being there, you know, maybe he's that dude pushing his shoulders back and, you know, making us go, yeah. We knew it was badass 6 months ago, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's just, we're more proud to have it come out, you know, and we've already been writing as well, and the writing seems to just be continuing right on, so it's, you know, it's cool, man.
That's good, you know, man. I'm really happy for you, man. I'm glad that everything fucking, you know, is going in the positive for you, my friend.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
All right, so let's mention this again. January 12th, you're coming to Los Angeles. I Hate God, the 25th anniversary tour. And then you're going to be shooting off to Australia, which is going to be interesting. And then sometime in April or May on Housecore Records, you'll be releasing the I Hate God record, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My God, you're a busy man, my friend.
And also, we just finished recording the New Down record, the second of four EPs.
Oh, wow. And,
with new guitarist Bobby Langdorf from Honky. And excited, really excited about that, too. It came out really, really good. We went in the studio and recorded six songs, you know, basically no old riffs or anything, all brand new. And, really excited about that as well, man. So,
you know, when you're
a lot to live for, brother.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you this real quick, because I mean, this is what's really interesting to artists like yourselves that are so diverse in different projects, man. Like, how do you separate what goes to I Hate God and what goes to Down, dude? Because I mean, they're both incredible, heavy as fuck bands.
Well, I think they're both different in their own right, you know, and I guess, well, one, I play drums and one, I play guitar. Even though in Down, we all write.
Yeah.
You know, and it was cool because on the New Down record, I used Joey's drums, you know.
Wow.
And I mean, he had a really, really, really awesome drum set. And, it just, to me, boom, another honor thing, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just fucking, I don't know what else to do, bro, you know?
Well, I mean,
I don't know what else to do.
You know, aside from being a great human being, bro, I mean, you're doing what you're meant to do, you know what I mean? Is bring a lot of joy. I mean, people may find this kind of fucking awkward, but, I mean, dude, your music brings joy to people, and that right there is the gift, period.
Thank you, man. That's really cool you say that.
All right, listen, man. I keep it real on the West Coast. I don't play that PR bullshit, man. I keep it real as fuck.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Listen, Jimmy Barr, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me. Let's mention this again. January 12th, Los Angeles, the return of I Hate God, the 25th anniversary tour. I find this kind of funny now that you're a parent. 25 years of dysfunctional family abuse. I don't think that's going to be the case in your household, son. You're just pushing the envelope.
The oxymoron right there, man.
And then, again, sometime in April or May, the release of new I Hate God material on Housecore Records, correct?
Yes, sir.
And somewhere down the line, the release of Down.
Should be right around the same time.
Oh, you're going to be busy, man.
Yeah, it's just, I want to sound to write some music, man, you know?
Right on, man, right on. Well, listen, I want to wish you and the I Hate God guys a happy new year, man. I'm looking forward
to
seeing you.
And we send much love to you and your fans and everything that you do, man, to support, you know, bands like us and stuff, man. It's really cool what you do, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you, man. I'm gonna see you on the 12th, my friend, and safe travels, safe returns, huh?
Yes, sir.
And I send my best off to your family, my friend.
Thank you, Jimmy, man. Much love to you, bro.
Cheers, brother. You too, man.